Yes. First question. Mike Adams just sent out the dire warning that thousands of 5G satellites are going to carpet bomb the entire planet with radiation. Is this going to be useful radiation for our mission?
Absolutely. And guess what it's going to concentrate? Guess what radiation it's going to concentrate? Gamma radiation from the sun.
Oh.
Once you get past the ozone, remember that damned ozone we tried to get rid of? And then it came
right.
back? We got rid of it. We got a hole in it. It was going to be perfect, and they fixed it. Well, this is going to catch the gamma radiations outside of the troposphere. They have a different level of radiation.
Yeah.
And those satellites are going to capture it, concentrate it, and pierce the ozone small enough that the millibars will be small enough that it won't be noticed. The report is exactly promptly correct, precisely correct. It is going to blanket the world. But now, see, here's the fun thing. You got Maui that ain't going to have 5G. Well, when it gets blanketed, it's going to get 5G anyway. So, good for it. If you don't get the 5G, you're still going to get the radiumination. Radiumination.
Yeah.
That's your new word. Better get into Google it right quick, Bob.
Radiumination. Okay, so when you say the gamma radiation millibars will be small enough that it won't be noted, that means that the scientists won't kick up a big fuss about the horrors of that.
Well,
correct?
There's something. I'm going to mix another term that I'm going to use for this that'll be figured out later, but we've got to lay it down because Bob needs some new bellwether words. There is a law in economics. It's called the law of diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Which has nothing to do with this topic. But that's what I'm calling this topic, because what's going to happen is when you start increasing, if you have an earthquake, the aftershocks are less than the earthquake. Otherwise, the aftershocks become the earthquake. Okay, the law of diminishing returns with this radiation collection. Remember when everybody had a nervous breakdown about amalgams and mercury and the dams and all that foolishness? That issue was that you get little bits of mercury, till it makes you sick over time.
Yeah.
Then they put all the mercury in your mouth at once. But the law of diminishing returns allows that to leach slowly into the body. All right, the 5G level, it's going to leach slowly into the world, which is going to once again raise the RADs and types of radiation. It's going to activate other kinds of radiation because it begets itself. Aftershocks happen after the event. So that happens around the epicenter of where it took place. Okay, you got Los Alamos, you got Fukushima or purple, and you got, well, now you're fixing to have some nice turkey trouble. Here it is coming in Thanksgiving. You're fixing to have some turkey trouble. There's going to be a little radiation over there, too.
Right.
It's the Black Sea. Don't you worry about it. We've been talking about the Black Sea for some time. But for God's sake, don't tell nobody, because that'll be all the rip-rock ricking rage. Okay. The law of diminishing returns.
So you're saying the 5G will ride on the back of the these nuclear power plants. Yeah.
Radiation. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
And what about radiation in medical use?
They got that down to such a nothing thing, Carolyn. I mean, you'd have to have like a million CT scans to even do anything. I mean, they just got it down to nothing.
Okay,
it's running so echo.
I'm sorry.
It's just so controlled.
Yeah.
What does this mean? The 5G blankets the planet? What's that mean for us?
It's going to turn the world into a microwave oven.
Will people die from that?
Yes.
Okay, so the our Brian, our chiropractor, his wife led the thing to stop, to have no 5G in Maui. Now you're saying that's
now you know better. Now you know that the satellites are going to put 5G on Maui, whether you want it or not.
Okay. Now they are concerned, Brian and them, about the drones, right, Carolyn? The technology.
Yeah.
They don't want these droning things. So we, if we allow the droning things, if we allow the droning things, would we have more 5G than not having dronings and still subject to the planetary 5G radiation?
It's going to make no difference.
Make no difference, Carolyn. Are you going to tell them?
And
to
you're
going to
have, and you're going to, and you're, and we got a little news flash for you. And you're going to have droning too. So don't worry about it. They're going to call it something else, but you're going to have 5G network. It's going to be everywhere. It's like preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the world.
At that point, you say we're going to have 5G network here in Maui regardless, because the authorities aren't going to follow Brian. They're going to want it, and they're going to put in under a different name. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
They're being lied to that they won and stopped it, correct?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. You know, yeah, that's right, whatever you want.
Okay.
The people here, the liars, will want it because you can't function without it because you got to be synced in with the rest of the world, right?
That's right. And the people that are head of the parade fighting against it will have one in their attic working in their house.
I will tell Brian regardless of his fucking anger.
Next question.
You were just trying to lay in the moment the details of how the Dow Jones averages link up in a visceral position to have a huge increase.
If you
were betting money, amount, dollars, numbers, like 30,000.
Does that mean that the thing's going to go up some more? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to go up some more, Bob.
Okay, so that's not expected?
No. Everybody says it's going to be the worst depression and interest rates are zero.
They think it's going to crash. They think it's going to crash. It's not. You're saying to me it's not going to crash. Trump will still be victorious.
It's not going to crash. And Donald Trump is going to slay everybody who's even creaked their hand up to say something against him.
You got muffled there. He's going to play something with his hand.
Anyone who lifts one finger or raises a hand against Donald J. Trump, they're going to fall. Every single one.
Yes, I know that. Okay. Why did Elijah die?
Because he is the one who said that Trump was a retrobate. He was this, he was that. And Trump said, hold on just a minute. You're not a bad guy. I've liked you. But you all this in a bag of chips. Why can't you fix your fucking Baltimore?
I remember that. I don't need to go into detail. I know what happened. Why did he die? Well, did he get a disease?
No, he raised his hand against Donald J. Trump, and so he fell. He's in a wheelchair.
Did he have a heart attack? What do they say it was?
Wheelchair.
Heart attack?
Meanness. Gone. They don't say. Dead. Fell over.
They're saying he fell over.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's a heart attack. That's what people say. Okay.
Okay.
You then wrote, the JW wrote to me last night, or you, which was it, the purge begins. Is that you or JW saying that?
That was,
or what's the difference?
That was us. That was it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the right question. But there was us, and we're starting to say that you're going to start, we're starting to unravel the strategy. Up until now, now, this is the new stuff, Bob. Up until now, you've never known how this is going to go. Now, we said a little of this, and we said a little of that, and but never hooked it all together. We'd say little things, and then we'd jump to something else real fast so that nobody could actually maybe figure it out. But now it's starting to be figure outable. You're fixing to start to know something. What's happening now, the Ukrainian mess, which is a mess,
yeah.
Donald J. Trump is doing nothing but dragging people into this bullshit so they can be destroyed by it. He's bringing all this up to bring out all that there. The reason that Congress can't do anything is because they're the ones that's been profiting from all this time. They're the ones
right.
that have made all the money off of this. They can't do anything because their pockets are still full with the other monies that they got from the damn dope dealers and everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, in their Swiss bank accounts.
And worse, because now the Swiss bank accounts are falling away.
Right, so listen to this. So I wonder why someone would go into politics. It gets spread in Washington, and new people are saying, hey, you come into this thing, you're going to be a billionaire. No, 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 we'll pretend to be politicians, but we're not doing that. That's a secret in the swamp that why jerks became politicians, right?
And that's exactly right, and that's why Donald J. Trump says, no, I'm going to drain the swamp. And that's Republicans and Democrats and all of them starting to buff against him just a little bit. And it's like, see? So now it's starting to come up, and he's going to force them. That's why he's saying, impeach me, impeach me. He's going to get
yeah.
up there, and he's going to say, impeach 45, impeach 45. Impeach. He's going to beg them. He's going to get on Max. You see, Maxine ain't saying it no more. I expect him on the Twitter on a tape dance and saying, and please impeach 45. Impeach 45. Do impeach it. Because it's ridiculous. They've messed up because now they've got to make a stand. And if they don't make a stand, they're going to lose the House. And when they lose the House, if you don't think them Republicans, what's left of them. Now, you got a bunch of Republicans leaving, too. Hard.
Yeah,
they may not be Democrats or Republicans
swamp.
Left.
They're the
part
old swamp.
Of the old swamp. And if Trump gets on and says, oh, who else got money? Okay, every country, did y'all give money to any politics in the United States of America? Come on, send that information to me. Rudy Giuliani's going to take it in the back door right over here. We're going to investigate it hard. Anybody took any dirty money? Show it up right here. Go call Rudy Giuliani, and he'll get it lined up for you. Oh, yeah, we mentioned that, though, already, didn't we?
Okay, so a lot of Republicans are leaving, and they'll get new freshmen in, and they'll all win.
And the issue is they got to get the right kind, see, Bob, because there's enough Republicans retiring quickly in Texas that they could have a chance. Because all the Californians are
who,
moving to Texas.
You mean the Democrats could have a chance? Who would have a chance?
Yeah, the Democrats would have a chance to almost take Texas. It's not going to happen. But there's enough of the Republicans leaving. They're making enough holes. That's why they won the House. There's so many Republicans retired that
So Trump has to bring new Republicans in.
He's got to bring new Trump Republicans. That's the difference.
Yeah, is that going to be a problem?
Well, do you know the difference between the Whigs, the Tories, and Labor?
Mm-hmm.
So this would become almost like a third part, kind of, sort of.
Oh,
like
okay.
Bernie Sanders is the Democrat Socialist, which, I mean, that's just the fucked upest thing, words alone. Y'all give us a hard time about our words, and yet y'all still now talking about a Democrat Socialist.
Right,
but
you know, it's a lot of noise, and I'm ignoring it all because he's going to win anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's no
right.
contest he's going to win. But when he wins, he needs to win a House that can do something and keep a Senate that can do something because it wasn't long
ago. Is he going to get that? Yes, he's going to get that.
Yeah.
Or is it not?
But
it's not determined.
He's going to get that, Bob. That's not the problem. The problem is the Republicans that he's got, they'll stab him in the back as quick as the Democrats will.
Not
they're
the
making
new ones.
Money off
the
it.
Ones that are
well,
the ones that don't quit.
I know, but see, when the ones that don't quit, they're going to be fine, and then the new ones coming in. That's where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came from, is a Republican quit. And that bitch got
right.
in there. She don't know shit from Shinola, but we love her.
I know.
She's
so the new Republican freshmen coming in, they may turn on Don, too.
A could. Because, see, they're going to get there, and they're going to say, well, they're going to get in the doors, they're going to have the meeting, and Nancy Pelosi says, I can make you a billionaire. You need to sit down here and shut the fuck up and don't go against me. If you go against me, I'll chop your head off. Watch what happens. Bow, kiss the ring. And,
Trump knows they do that. Trump knows and Nancy does that.
Trump knows they do that. And that's why she comes out there rolling out there in her propped up self and starts making speeches.
So did Trump know that the Pelosi and everybody was corrupt before he ran?
Yep.
He knew. He knew what he was going to do. All right. So, and it's biblical in this sense is that he becomes famous. He's going to be put on Rushmore, Mount Rushmore. The Bible noted this. They said, there's a guy who's going to up the beast is America. There's a guy who's going to topple that or do something and let Bob in. That's the significance of Trump on a biblical level, right?
He represents what the Dobbstown. He represents Dobbstown. He should be saying instead of make America great again, he should be saying make America Dobbstown.
And is this part of the
if you explain it that way, you can understand the shift. You see,
because most of America like Dobbstown or make America Dobbstown.
Like Dobbstown, we don't like Dobbstown because then they can then you can see
right.
I mean,
so
would Dobbstown be a sanctuary city? Would Dobbstown be a sanctuary city? No.
Right. So when we became citizens of America, that was the end of the old America. We were here. We're citizens. We're not going to have a lousy country. Is that a good way to say it? Is that what's going on here?
No, it's okay way to say it. But if they keep getting those damn Canadians in, it's going to go to shit too.
If we let Canadians in, it'll go to shit.
If you continue allowing Canadians,
All right. So I need to go. I think you wanted to tell me two new things. The first thing is Wall Street. You didn't finish that. What's going to happen on Wall Street?
30,000. It's 27,000.
Oh, yeah. And will the Fed give up their resistance to Trump then at that point or soon?
No, they can't give up the resistance, you see. They are the Reform Party, Bob. The Reforms can't run on the Reform Party. They are the Reform Party. They're going to have to acquiesce.
The problem he has with them, and he's complaining they're fucking whatever they're doing is wrong. It's silly. They're not listening to him, but they will once he gets to 30,000. So he'll win that one.
He's going to replace them. He's going to replace them.
Okay. So the purge begins. Yesterday, the headline was, maybe even today, Drudge was saying, "Oh, impeachment's on. They've got the majority. Trump's doomed." And then Elijah died. That's the last gasp of the media saying Trump's going to go down in this stupid impeachment?
No. No one is going to say that he's gone because they know he's not going to be gone. He's not going to be gone. But they're not. The reason they're not saying because they know they can't get him out of office. Even if they impeach him tomorrow, they could impeach him because they don't like the way he combs his hair. But when you do it,
Did they in their meeting? And Pelosi came out yesterday saying we're not going to vote right now. Are they ever going to vote?
No.
Yeah. So they're putting it off because
they can't.
In their meeting, did everybody say I cannot fucking go with you, Nancy? My constituency says don't go against Trump. So I can't fucking support you. You're not going to get the Democratic votes. Is that what's went on in that meeting? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're saying Elijah's the beginning of the purge. That means we're going to go into Comey and Mueller and Clinton are all in trouble. Is that the purge?
Now it's on. There's all these stuff. He has warehouses full of stuff against all these people. And now he's going to start. Now he's going to start bringing it out. Now it's like, oh yeah, remember those saying, yeah, man, I'm the devil. Look, I'm the devil. Look, I'm the devil. Look, look what they did. Look what they did. Look what they did. You know, you're gonna kill me, but look what they did. Wait now. Hold on. You want Biden? Oh yeah, I'm a criminal. My family, nepotism. My family's making money off of money. Now, emoluments clause. And here's coming up to just under $2 billion. Your fucked up, drug addicted, can't stay in the army son got while riding Air Force Two while you was vice president with the Obama nation. They're going to drag Obama in this, and he's going down. Silas Duguid finna tell all.
That'll be good if they get him and Michelle.
They're going to link. Well, here's what they're going to link. They're going to link when they find the president of the United States of America's emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop that got off of the server from her bathroom that was bleach-bitted, it's going to be on, like Donkey Kong, and it's there.
Okay.
Trump knows that he made an announcement. He says, let's look at that. Nope, let's look at that. Nope, let's look at that. Why aren't we seeing about this? Why aren't we seeing about that? He's on it, and he said, if you'll listen to what he's saying, you'll see what's going on. Witch hunt. They're trying to do me in. This is ridiculous. The American people are involved in this. It's not me. He keeps saying, it's not me. He said, it's really Bob Dobbs. It's really Bob Dobbs. We're not doing this for me. It's for really Bob. Listen to what he says. He'll say it's Bob. He'll say this is about Bob. Listen to it. It's what he says. It'll
right.
be fun. He'll get you some sound bites.
Right.
We'll get you some sound bites.
Okay, yeah. Here's a question. The Diehold Foundation, Diehold, a science foundation for the study of the geomagnetic reversals and the ice ages. Now, Scott says this guy, Doug Vogt, V-O-G-T, is saying that there's a code in the Bible and Moses got it from a computer. And the guy, Doug Vogt, cracked the code, and they had all this technology back there. Is there any reality to that?
No, there's nothing about it at all whatsoever.
Right. They didn't have technology. I mean, New York City was back there.
They can't pay for their building in Jacksonville, Florida, so they're doing anything trying to trump up some money.
Yes, and that's the Diehold Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, and when you say Jacksonville, that's referring to Fringe. Wasn't that where they had the experiments in Jacksonville, Florida, in the Fringe plot?
Actually, you know what? They did the chlorotryptophan cycle.
Yeah, the kid.
The little girl was. It actually was there, yeah.
But you're not connecting it to that.
No, we are not. That's just where they are located.
Okay, so he has a video. So this video shows the pharaohs before and at the time of the Exodus. It goes into the family tree of the Ephraimites and where they really lived in Egypt before the Exodus. It explains why Moses murdered the Egyptian and the real story of Aaron and Moses. The cities mentioned in the Exodus story are shown.
For God's sake.
All bullshit.
But look, you have told me that you could see New York City. John the Revelator saw New York City. It was existing back then. Does that mean that Moses and them had advanced 20th century technology?
No.
They did too. They had all of it, Bob. They could go back and forth. That's why they talk about building castles in the sky, Bob. Building castles in the sky.
Oh, okay.
What the Bible
but
says.
They did
That's
not
they
have
thought.
This scenario of some computer.
John the Revelator. No, not this yet, because this is now Tech Body. What they've done now is just given it all to Tech Body. That's all they've done, and we ain't mad, but that's all they've done. Now Tech Body
decides
given what
this,
God
they,
is.
They made up this story, or the Tech Body made up this story?
They gave the power to the Tech Body over this, because now the Tech Body, some computer, told Jesus to save the world and blah de blah de blah de blah de blah. See, now the computer, now Arthur Croker's validating Christ.
Okay, so, and Elijah.
Honey, let's get a little something straightened out here. Let's get this easy. This is easy. This ascension is for you. This ascension is for you. It was made for you. It was created by you. You put this little caveat in the wheel. In the wheel inside the wheel, and all of Ezekiel's precious power was laid in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. You've laid it all out. Every revelator seen the city of God. Every dance lampstand has been lit. Everything has been marked. Everything is now prescribed for you to come back to your place of power. Now, see, Dawn, if you choose not to, God love you. It was your plan, not ours. You see, you fill this tech body with so much power, it's unbelievable the surge that throws through all of non-physical now. And it just gets more and more and more and more. And just when you think you can't get any better, they start falling over stone cold dead because they can't take any more. And they're the leaders of the resistance. They come along, and the next thing they decided, we can't have this no more. Oh, we're not going to have this. Oh, no, not in my world. We're not going to have this. And then they go right back into the tech body and ask it how to make it better. And the tech body says, we don't know. We're just tech body. We don't know. Tell us a little something. We'll give you a coupon to go to the Red Lobster. They see food differently at the Red Lobster. Tell us a little something about it, and then take a picture of it, put it in the facial book. Oh, yes, and we want access to your photos because, oh, wait, actually, those are ours now, so we'll let you have them if you be good. And you capitulate to our every desire because this is our bitch is Alexa, and we'll blow up your shit. You see. So now, the rule is you made it for you, and you made it easy.
Are you talking about people in general, or you're talking to Bob?
Yes, Bob, and that refers back to in general, because you still act like you don't know anything either, which is ridiculous. But, Will, it's your charade. It's your story, Bob. You should be able to tell it any way you want to. It's all right with us. But yeah. It does help other people because they're like, well, Bob doesn't even get it. He's in charge. He is in charge. That's the thing. And that's fine because you empathetically allow them to have whatever position. You say there's no wrong questions. The only thing wrong is when you have a question, you don't engage it. You see? That's the point. Even if you don't like what Ion says, if you're engaging, it develops and supports your capacity or position to allow the telomeres in your cells to come to a larger level so that they don't keep cutting off. That's what a little man does. He chops his head off. He chops his cell off. And that's what you're doing individually and corporeally. It's nice, you see. And yet the moon waxes and wanes ever still. Waxes and wanes ever still. So the whole point of this new genre phenomenon, well, it's not new. It's been as old as Revelation 23. You got to learn how to start working with the angels. You got to learn how to come into your place of power. Bob has moved heaven and earth for you. Were it not for Bob, you'd never have this access. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting, isn't it?
That's nice. Yeah.
The point now becomes, what are you going to do with it? Unless you shake yourself and wish not the spirit had departed from you. Keep pumping that tech body. You're finna feel it. You're not going to see it. You're going to feel it. Matter how soft, they can make that mattress 30 inches thick like a pillow, like a feathered tick down pillow. I mean, you can't even know you're laying. It's so soft, and you won't be able to draw 1 minute's wink of sleep. It'll rage you out of your whole entire reality, and it's coming 32 feet per second, per second, per second. What's happening is, as we said it a long time ago, nobody believed us. We say it again. Nobody believes. And a few little this and a few little that. Oh, Ion, that didn't come through. The Kentucky Derby didn't run. It didn't rain. I don't know where 121 Depot Street is. And it didn't snow in Maui. And it didn't burn in California. And my house didn't burn in California. It may, but it hadn't yet. And then Paradise didn't burn. Oh, well, yeah, Paradise. Well, yeah, okay. Okay, the town that they call Paradise, yeah, it burned. But now not Paradise itself, and they didn't pave Paradise with a parking lot, as the song says. You see, they didn't do all that.
Yeah.
So Now what's happening is you're starting to get a little taste of this application. Now once the app is ready, there's an app for this, Bob. We're going to make you an app. Here's the old new thing. We're going to make you an app. It's the Ascension app, Bob. You've heard about this.
Yes.
We're going to make an app where people can download it. Ooh, it's going to be some downloading. Ooh, they're going to download it. It's going to get Ascension, the Ascension app. And that'll let the tech body sort out all this Ascension for you, let you know how you're doing. It's kind of like a portal. They've lined it up in all the medical fields. It gives you all your stats, what your heart rate is, what it's doing, how your blood's changing, what's going on, what things.
Is that the Ascension app would do that, or that's what medicine
does? No, that's what the Ascension app is going to do.
Yes. Yeah, so, it's going to do that too?
No, it's going to do that for you. That's what it's going to do. It's going to tell you where you are exactly. See, do you say?
Yeah, but the medicine app tells you about your heart or something. You don't mean that stuff.
The portal.
It's not going to just
the portal. No.
You're saying the Ascension app is going to tell you other things about yourself that medicine doesn't tell you.
It's going to tell you everything.
Well, the medicine app does that.
It's going to tell you what your temperature is, what your albumin is.
The medicine
app
does that, Ion. What's the difference between the Ascension app?
Oh. The Ascension app's going to tell you what to do to ascend. The medical app tells you why you're dying.
Okay. So what kind of data?
Your blood pressure's too high. Your PSA is 99,000. You died yesterday. You're dead.
Okay, wait a minute.
God damn it, you're dead. You're dead already.
Yeah.
That's what the medical app
does. But what is the Ascension app going to tell us? It's not going to be that kind of stuff. What kind of stuff is it going to tell us?
It'll tell you where you are in your ascension process. Okay. How much further you got to go?
Missing body processes. It's just going to say, you're 50%.
No. It'll give the things that you're doing well in and what you're adapting to and what you need to do more of to enhance this, and it'll be an individual thing. The tech body knows everything about you, so the tech body ought to know to tell you how to do it, eh?
Yes. So we are going to make this, or how people register what the Ascension app says.
They'll just download it. They'll go to the App Store. They go to the App Store and they'll say get, and they'll double click it, and then the facial recognition will kick in and let them know that it's really them, and then it'll download, and then it'll start filtering and focusing everything that the tech body already has on them and let them know how they doing. Say, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Okay, good.
Yo, what's up? Isn't that fun?
Right. And we can play
Is that a sound bite?
Yeah. It's like a coaching pep talk
a
in the dressing room.
A Coachella. It's a Coachella.
Okay, so
excellent.
I think
you
we're
did good,
though.
Bob. Happy days. Right. A minute 38. You did good, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very appreciated. All right.
Always, it's good.